ever tried watching your athlete's game from anywhere in the world? With Replayer, you actually can. I had a friend watch his son's game live from his flight. My son watched a live game from the car while we were driving up the California coast. It doesn't matter where you are, grandparents across the country, cousins on the other side of the world, teammates who just moved away, set up the camera, hit go live, and everyone with a link is right there on the sideline. Live streaming is free. Unlimited games, unlimited teams, unlimited users. No complex tiers. Everyone gets access. And forget waiting hours for footage. I recorded a 60-minute game, and it was ready in 5 minutes. Players were clipping highlights on the ride home. One camera, made in the USA, unlimited everything. If you never want to miss those moments, head to replayer.com. The link is in the show notes. Hey soccer friends, I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of TeamPlayer's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TeamPlayer.us. And come give TeamPlayer a look.
Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them.
And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order. Hello, and welcome to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. This week, I had the esteemed pleasure of interviewing Nolan Norris. If you know this name, you must follow FC Dallas pretty closely and the Academy program. He is the latest homegrown contract with FC Dallas. If you know what that means, you know that he has a bright future ahead because they do a phenomenal job of developing players at FC Dallas. Now, a little bit more about this young man. He is a player for the North Texas Soccer Club. He played for the U.S. men's U19 national team. Remember, he's only 17. He has a great career ahead of him and the world of soccer at his doorstep. Let's head to the pitch and start this conversation.
Hi, I'm Nolan Norris. I'm the newest homegrown player for FC Dallas. I'm 17 years old. I live in Salina, Texas. And I just kind of wanted to share my journey with y'all about my coaching business called All In Academy and also kind of how my career plays a part into that and what the next steps are.
You are 17 years old. So how old were you when you started your academy?
I've been coaching on and off, I think, since I was about 12 years old. But when I really decided to make All In Academy a thing, I was 15. It was the summer of 2020. And obviously with COVID, it caused a lot of problems. And I was in the FC Dallas Academy at the time. And we couldn't train because of the COVID rules. And I needed to get out on the field. And I was 15. I needed to do something to make some money. So I decided to start coaching a group of my brother's teammates, just a couple sessions, and found that I really love developing the next generation of young players. And that's something I enjoy, and it kept me in the game. So I really decided once I got a few more players that this was something I wanted to continue. And I started making a website, you know, started recruiting it, advertising, kind of spreading the word of mouth. And it's really, really, really grown. And over, I've been doing it, I guess, just about two years, going on 2.5 years now. And I've coached over 250 players. So it's quite incredible.
250 players. And how many of them still are with you then?
I would say on a yearly basis, about probably 100, 125. Weekly, obviously, with people's schedules are pretty hectic over in DFW and sports and all that. So we'll have anywhere really from 60 to 90 kids a week. So it's pretty successful, and just love what I do.
Now, I know I've seen your sister helping you. Who else helps? Do you have other coaches that help you that are younger, or do you have an adult more over the age of 18 helping players? Helping you, or what's the case there?
So I kind of do all of the main coaching, the admin for 7 and up, those ages. My sister, Nyla, she's 14, and she does all of the younger age groups. So more or less 3 to 6 years old. She does the younger groups. And I also have a guy named Will Baker, who's in the FC Dallas Academy and spent time with North Texas SC this year as well. And he's been with me for 2 years, and he helps run mainly the private sessions, but he's also there to help in the group sessions. So mainly it's the three of us. If Nyla ever needs help, my other sister will help her. So it's really a family-oriented business, and us three are kind of the main ones that run it.
That's awesome. I mean, that's very, very young, and to already have this entrepreneurship and to be a leader on the field to start something like that, because – being an influence. I mean, you have a great influence on kids there. So 2.5 years, so it's a family business. That's crazy. So how many days a week do you do skills then?
Due to my career, obviously, I can't make it too much of a priority as much as I want to. So I do it 4 days a week, Tuesday through Friday. We do just one training a day. And also alongside that is the private training with Coach Will. So not too much, but definitely available throughout the week that pretty much every kid is able to get there.
Now, when I talk to a few people, your mom, the other people that know you guys, she made a comment that you don't charge a crazy amount. Is that done on purpose, or is that done just to keep enough skin in the game to make parents accountable and players accountable?
It's done on purpose. I think easily with my resume and how long I've done it, and I guess you could say how I am as a player, I think we could easily charge more and probably stay the same. But the way I look at it is the people that helped me start it are family, friends, and people that really back me. And those that have stayed with us, I really want to appreciate them and stay loyal to them. And I really am out there for the love of the game, just developing the next generation. I develop relationships with these kids and can help them not only with stuff on the field, but off the pitch, and just to be an example, be a good witness to them and help guide them in the right path. So, it's completely done on purpose and just because I really do love the game and want to help them.
That's great to hear. I think you're seeing players that have a chance to follow the same pathway then through your academy right now, that they could follow your footsteps?
Oh, 100%. 100%. We have players of all ages and all levels. But players that could follow my path, I really do believe so. We have some kids, you know, that girls I've played in the ECNL, some with the youth national team. We have boys in the pre-academy for FC Dallas. We have players from Solar, Sting. We have really players of everything. And I think with the right priority and focus that they put into the game, because at the end of the day, whatever they want to achieve, it's up to them. But I think that's kind of where I come in, just to help them out and show them a path. But no, I really do believe that there could be the next one coming out of us and following that similar pathway.
That's great to hear. So where are you guys located out of then?
Frisco.
Plan on keeping it there, expanding, or just keeping it small so you can keep a good rein on everything?
I think we're going to keep it here for right now. I'm always open to ideas for those that come to me, but for the time being, we'll keep it in Frisco and until we grow out of it, I could say.
That's pretty cool. Is there anything you want to add about your academy?
I think we kind of elaborated on it really, and I think anybody that looks at my name can see All In Academy attached and see that. You know, it's anybody that's interested, it's allinacademy.com. And yeah, really our whole outline and story is on the website, really easy to see. And no, we just, like I said, we encourage players on and off the pitch. And yeah, it's to make some money as well. But I think the main point of it is really to help these kids and help these parents so that they don't go pay bucket loads of money for a skill session. You know, it means a little bit more to me personally, just because I grew up in a way where, you know, it's a lot of the work was done on my own. And so when we do stuff cheap like that, it's helpful for parents and kids. So that's really all I'd say more. Just something that I love that we do.
My last question for the academy side, your name. I think I know what your what I was told your name meaning is. So what is the reasoning behind the name?
The reasoning of the name is we believe that every time you train, every time you play a game, you need to be all in. You know, it's you can't get anywhere without being all in and all focused. And all the six of us, so I'm the oldest of six kids, and all of our names start with the letter N. And so that's kind of where it grew out of, because all of the kids that first started coming to us were teammates of them. So again, that kind of holds a close meaning to my heart in terms of kind of how we like to train, and also again, the family orientation in the business.
Awesome. Thank you. So now let's switch over to actually you as a player. I heard a rumor you didn't start playing soccer until you're 12. Is that an accurate, like actually switched from baseball to soccer focus? Is that a true statement?
Not really. So I started when I was 3 over there in the Fort Worth Keller area, and I played soccer. Alongside it, I did play baseball. So I kind of played at similar levels, high level soccer and baseball. And the age where soccer becomes select is also the same age that baseball becomes select. And so that's kind of when I decided, hey, because both become very expensive. And yes, that was the age where if you want to really pursue something, you probably need to pick a sport. So I decided soccer. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing I wanted to do, I wanted to pursue. And so that's when I became, you could say, soccer only when I was 12. But no, I've been playing since I was 3.
Do you still, because you played baseball, because you have a professional contract now, are you allowed to play other sports, or do you just, with your siblings, or do you just strictly focus on soccer?
No, I can't play any other sports, you could say, competitively, obviously.
Right.
Mess around with friends and siblings. But no, now that I'm on contract, I have to be a little bit more careful what I can do.
Gotcha. That is how you started. You at 12, you switched. So what has your journey been like since from 12 to 17? I know you shared a little bit about your starting your academy at 15. So let's go from 12 to 15, those 3 years, what was it like for you playing soccer? Because that's so fresh for you.
12 to 15. When I was 12, my goal was to join a development academy team, the DA. That was the highest level of youth soccer there was. And I really wanted to join the FC Dallas Academy. So when I was 12, I went and tried out and made the team. So from that point on, from 12 to 15, I was in the FC Dallas Academy, U13, U14, U15. And that's kind of really where I learned to play. Really was taught the technical side, tactical side, and where I grew as a player very much. That's kind of when I also started to get looks from the national team. I was U14 when I had my first couple national team camps. U15 was my first international tournament with the national team. And so yeah, U12 through U15 was a good time to be a part of the FC Dallas Academy.
That's awesome. So 14 was your first camps, 15 was your first caps. So through that process, were you on one team, or did you bounce around throughout FC Dallas then?
I'd always been on the academy team, so the DA. That was on the FC Dallas U13 DA. The next year when we get older, the U14 DA, and then the U15 DA. When I was a U14, I did play up with the U15 VA, but I was always only involved with the FC Dallas Academy.
So for people like that, everyone else, DA stands for what for you guys?
It's Development Academy. So Development. What MLS Next is now, that's what it used to be, the DA.
So every club is structured differently. So when you tried out for the 12-year-old group, did you go to their top team or did you work your way up through the ranks, so to speak? So like so I can use Solar because my son plays for Solar. Did you go through ECNL, or their junior classical league teams, then move your way up through that process? Or did you start at the top because you have natural talent?
So it's a bit interesting the way FC Dallas kind of used to do it is they used to hold these things called pool trainings where all of the kids within FC Dallas would go to some practices about twice a week for, I guess, a month span. And all the FC Dallas coaches of all levels would be there. And by the end of the time, they would select the kids for the academy. And then the second would be, you know, I guess the ECNL coach could pick his players and then so on and so forth. So that's kind of the way my tryouts were structured. We went to pool tryouts. There were probably 150, 200 kids on the fields. And it was tough. You really had to impress. And eventually, once we ended, I was blessed to earn a spot in the academy by Peter Lucen, who's actually a first team assistant coach with SC Dallas. So it'll be neat to work with him again.
That's really cool. So you worked your way up. So how is your first international tournament for you? Is it something, were you starstruck by everyone around you? Was there players that you're seeing now today that are advancing on the national scene or international scene that you're amazed by today?
It was special. It was special for sure. I think at that time, FC Dallas U15s, we were really, really good. And when we went to Poland for this international tournament, 7 of the 20 guys that were selected were from FC Dallas. So we really knew the environment. We were comfortable. And again, every time you go to the national team, it's the best of the best. And of course, when you go there, the first couple of trainings, it's, wow, some of these kids are very good. But at the same time, you've been selected with them for a reason. And so now, like, that was U15 national team. I just spent pretty much the whole year with the U19 national team. And it's quite crazy because you do grow up with some of these kids throughout the national team ranks. And obviously, quite a bit of us now are signed the MLS contracts. Some are over in Europe. And it's pretty cool to see. U.S. soccer is growing for sure in the right way. You could see that at the World Cup. And the youth national teams are performing well.
That's great. Now, more as you as your player profile. I'm sorry, I bounce all over the place. I have ADHD.
No worries.
I'm always all over it. I'm sorry. Now, playing up the way you have, how has your profile changed as a player? Have you always played defense? Have you played midfield or forward in the forward position? Or have you always just been defense?
I grew up as a midfielder. That's where I played 100% of my minutes till I joined FC Dallas. That's kind of when I made a half switch to left back. I spent half of my time in midfield and half of my time at left back for the first year and a half that I joined. Eventually, I ended up playing solely left back. And part of my story is I was very small. I'm a late bloomer. So from the time you could say U14 through U16, kids start to grow a lot. So I was a lot smaller and not as athletically gifted because I hadn't hit that stage yet. And I think it really, really did help me in the end because it taught me how to technically get my way out of things, tactically be a step ahead, anticipate, read the game on a different level. And now that I've grown a lot, my parents are taller. When I spent pretty much this whole year with North Texas, I actually played half my season at center back and the other half at left back. With the academy, I'll still occasionally play midfield, not too often. So now with the first team, I'll probably be right in the mix of either left back or center back. But that's kind of the evolution of my positional changes.
Now, do you ever want to go back to midfield then? Or is it your heart is set now on left and center back?
I always say I want to be on the field. So whichever coach at any level, whatever will get me on the field at any position, I'll play. I think that's the main thing a player needs, especially at the professional level too. It's you need to be on the field to showcase your talent. So wherever that is, I'll play wherever.
So having the experience at midfield and having majority of your time, from the sounds of it, on the North Texas time when I've seen you play, has been in defense. If you get a chance to push, this is more for families, pushing, not being pigeonholed, would you advise that, saying like, don't designate who you are yet, let time figure it out? Because you did play midfielder, and as you stated earlier, it was you now play left back and you've hit your growth spurt more. And or would you tell them to find what your comfort zone is, versus saying like, I'm a central defender from the age of 9 to 18? Or would you say, no, go try everything out?
Absolutely. I think I wouldn't give a young kid a designated position yet at a young age, because so much can change technically and physically that can align the different profiles of each position. And also, every coach sees things differently, you know? So one coach can think you could be a right wing, another one thinks you could be a good midfielder. You know, it's really, really subjective and really different. So I think the key thing is being flexible. I think when you're younger, the more positions you can play gives you different looks at the game and how to play. So that when you do get older and the position kind of gets picked for you, you already know and see the benefits of each position. So I wouldn't say freak out if you're only playing one position, or designate your kid to one position, because that time will come where you do find that spot on the field. But no, I just signed for the first team and I still play half and half in positions.
Gotcha. I ask because you are 17, and I look at this as so many players today I hear is like, they only want to play one position. I know a kid that he only wants to play striker, and it breaks my heart because he won't be able to grow, in my opinion, if he only says that's his position. Just when the coach asks the room, go around the room. And if you learn to play, I feel like coaching wise, if you teach players the roles versus positions, I feel like when you transition to your stage in your life, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you have more to offer. Like you said, you want to be on the field. If you only know how to play left back or center back, you're limited on those two roles. But if you learn the other roles on the pitch, you find that moment to be successful. And how do you advise kids then, as you're coaching, because you do have your academy and you do have an influence on kids because you get to watch them grow and develop? What advice would you give them then on this part of their career, or their soccer career that they're in right now? I mean, like you said, you talk to quite a few large age groups. So if you're talking to someone your own age, how would you advise them to go forward then?
I think stay open-minded. And also, to get on the field, you have to prove in training what you're capable of. And I think whenever the way you train also can depict what position you may be successful in. So I think completely stay open-minded, do what your coach says, and really just train well. And the way you naturally play will fit a profile of position that once you get to my age and stuff like that, coaches can see where you would fit best. So again, it's you have to be free to play any position. And at the end of the day, all we want to do is play a game, right? Soccer's a game. It's very simple. We want to be on the field. So we'd rather be playing right back than on the bench, you know? So again, just stay open-minded.
Thank you. Thank you for the answer. I like that a great deal. Now, more for you. When did you realize that you talked about being 12 and you had to pick between baseball and soccer? When did you truly realize like soccer is your passion? Or has it continued growing as you aged so far?
Since I was a little kid, really. I mean, honestly, that and baseball were both my passions. You couldn't separate it. And once I decided soccer over baseball, again, there wasn't like a big elevation, you could say, in my passion of soccer, because it stayed the same, because I had my utmost love for that. All I ever wanted to do was become a professional athlete. So now I'm there, and just now it's time to have a successful career. And I think it's just treating every training like it's your last one, and all the games, it's about preparation. You know, it's that's what I would say.
Okay. I like that. So since you've came through the academy with FC Dallas, and I know listening and talking to coaches with FC Dallas, they tend to play their teams in harder brackets or the more advanced teams at least a year up. Is that correct? Do you guys normally play an age group up? Even if you may be a U7 or a U15 team, but your guys are playing in a U16 bracket. The top teams, not the...
I think it's a bit different the way that DA and MLS Next work rather than normal select soccer, because all other MLS academies have academy teams. So when you are playing in the U15 age group, you're going to play in the U15 age group because you are playing the best teams in the country. Now, when you're a certain player, they'll elevate you to the older team. Just like me, when I was U14, I was playing on the U15s. When I was U16, I was playing on the U17s. And this past year, I was on the North Texas as a U17. Okay. So FC Dallas will elevate the players for sure. But when it comes to the teams and MLS Next like that, you're playing the best of the best. So there's not really a need to elevate the teams in terms of age groups.
And now, since you have played at the MLS Next pro level, how does it compare competitiveness-wise compared to playing at the academy? Was it a big jump for you or was it not a big jump for you because you've been around that environment long enough now to see it?
It was a big jump at first, just because the level is much faster. You're playing against older people, and these older people are professionals, you know, so it takes a little bit to adapt. But at the end of the day, you have to believe in yourself. And if you train properly the right way with North Texas and stuff like that, you can get to the level of the games pretty quickly. And that's what I did. I think from the first time I stepped on the field in MLS Next Pro, yeah, it was a little bit difficult. But by the time I already had my third appearance, I was very comfortable and I felt my way into the game. So it's not the biggest jump ever if you do the right things, but obviously there is a little bit of a difference, you know, between youth soccer and professional soccer.
Gotcha. I just find it interesting because that's a huge jump. I mean, everything I've heard, even jumping from like your academy or select level soccer to collegiate, these players are saying like you're playing against full grown men that are 5 years older than you sometimes. And it's just overwhelming. And you go from your training that you did at your academy, maybe 2-3 days a week to 5 days a week. And there's part of that 5 days a week is now weight training and all this other stuff. And just trying to keep up with the physical side of the game has changed. And do you feel like playing with FC Dallas has given you the advantage then to go jump to that next level more easily than starting from a select, like a Solar or a Sting team?
Oh, absolutely. And completely not a knock on the local.
No, it's not a knock. It's a different environment.
100%. And FC Dallas, in terms of MLS academies, always has been, and I believe still is, the best in the nation. The way they elevate players throughout the pathway quickly, kind of how I did. The level of the trainings, the coaches, the players. DFW is such a talented area, and when you add on FC Dallas recruiting players, it's such a high level. And I really do owe everything in my career to FC Dallas. They're the ones that put me on a high level team, changed my elevated my game, really improved it, and they're the reason why I've got these national team looks and why I just signed a homegrown contract. Really,
that's awesome. I do a lot of research on the North Texas side just because. We went to a lot of their games this past year, and so I got to read up on a lot of you guys. So it's very interesting. But the ones that are not over the age of 18, there's not much information on, which I completely understand. And North Texas is, if I'm not mistaken, the youngest team in MLS Next Pro.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're one of the youngest ones. I don't know the exact numbers, but our group, yes, was very, very young.
Depending on who was on the field, the average age was between, if I'm remembering right, between – just over 18, like 18 and 9 months.
That sounds about right.
Because they always give the stats when you watch the games or listen to them. So I was always impressed with how well you guys did and how far you guys got this past season for being such a young group. Now, since you signed your homegrown contract, do you hope to stay and work through the MLS side, or do you hope to go stay with do the Ricardo Pepi route or a Jesus route with your future?
Absolutely. I think the dream always was to become a professional, but the biggest dream is always to play in Europe. And I think that everybody in the academy, then that's the dream. But there are steps, there are steps to everything in life. And obviously the first biggest step is to make an MLS debut, which is going to take time, but I'm going to work my hardest to succeed in that. And then from then on, it's get continued minutes, get to MLS level. And then from then on, that's whenever, you look at guys like Ricardo Pepi, Brian Reynolds, guys like that, who Tanner Tessman, who came through the academy, through North Texas, went to the MLS, did well, and then they get sold to Europe. So that's definitely something in the academy that we're taught to look up to. And obviously that's something for me, that's a dream to follow.
That's great. Is your goal to stay here in the DFW area as long as possible before you springboard over? Or is it different? Because I know a lot of players, in order to go play in Europe, have to have dual citizenship of some sort to make it easier for paperwork. Or do you see it as a possibility in the near future if things get more lenient to go over and play?
It's kind of a flexible situation. I think I turn 18 in February, and to go play in countries like Germany, Holland, Italy, stuff like that, all you have to be is 18. And so when I went to Slovenia with the national team, we played against Croatia, Scotland, Malta, had good opponents. I played well, scored a goal, and the moment I got back, there were some agents and stuff that had reached out to me telling me that there was European interest, stuff like that, because I'm close to turning 18, so that would be an available option. But I think looking at all things aside and exploring that a little bit more, and the fact that FC Dallas gave me a good offer, I really saw my first step as a professional career in FC Dallas. And I think I think we'll see what happens here. All of it's up to me, in terms of my development and how I do. But I'm still young. I still have time to develop and get my stuff done. So we'll see if it's on the cards, but definitely – that's not what I'm thinking about right now. My thought is about preseason, which is just around the corner, and doing the best I can.
Now, are you speaking of preseason, are you excited for this preseason to start? Or have you guys started training already?
We start in January. I'm ecstatic. I go with the national team in January, then I come back for preseason. And so, really excited.
That's great. So now more keeping it local instead of going – too far in the future, because I feel like the Ricardo Pepi route is light years away for you. If you decide to go that route or stay homegrown and stay with FC Dallas or stay in the MLS or whatever you decide to do. Now, with going through the academy here and working with FC Dallas, who was the greatest influence that maybe you had a connection with that helped you guide you to be where you're at today?
Obviously there have been a lot of people that have contributed to my development, those that believed in me. I think they're the ones that stand out and the ones that I've spent the most time with, I think I could say, are Peter Lucin, the first team assistant coach I mentioned previously. And he's the one that brought me into the academy, really taught me how to play, and something that I really owe a lot of gratitude to. And the second one is Alex Aldaz. He's the U15 coach for FC Dallas. He brought me up as a U14 and just really, really gave me the confidence to go and play, enjoy it, play like myself, and really just elevated my game. I'm going to add another one. I think the North Texas coach we had last year, Pa Moduka, the level of trainings that he had and the amount of attention he put on me and all the opportunities he gave me. I think 10 games last year for 17 years old, I can only be appreciative and grateful for him for that. And then the last one is the academy director, Chris Hayden, who's really seen me since I joined the academy and was there the day I signed. He's kind of been there, but if I ever need something, I can knock on his door and ask. Just really been there for guidance. And just appreciative overall for everything, for every coach, staff member that FC Dallas has put in front of me.
What advice would you give yourself if you could go back to when you're 12 and when you made that decision to stick with soccer?
It's a tough one. I think set short-term goals that equal long-term goals. That's something that I've always told myself as well throughout the time, but I think that just can't be overemphasized enough. I think everybody wants to do this and wants to do that, and dreams of this and dreams of that. But you have to set short-term goals that will eventually equal to that success. You know, it's there are steps to everything. And I think younger me kind of did this along the way, but again, just reemphasizing, it's setting yourself targets, short-term targets. That could be a month, 3 months, 6 months. To equal a year, 2 years, or 3 years of success. So just stuff like that, because it also serves as motivation and encouragement to get your stuff done, whether that's in the gym, on the field, off the field, really anything in life.
I like that. Would you redo anything you've done in your pathway so far? Or do you think the pathway you followed to be in the spot you are today is the path that you should have been on? Or is there something you would have done slightly different to help your career or to help you grow as an athlete?
That's a good question. I think the pathway that I followed is kind of exactly how MLS and FC Dallas describes it. I grew up in the Fort Worth, Keller area, so that's a solid drive to Frisco, and that's why I always kind of played my soccer more locally in Keller, and that was before it really had developed. That was kind of an area where soccer wasn't the most popular sport over there.
Still isn't.
Yeah, it still isn't. And there's talent over there, so I hope it develops. But I think it was good, because I eventually made the jump at the right time to FC Dallas, and from then on, you can see the pathway, and you can see how it works and the success it has. And I think the way I followed it is exactly how FC Dallas describes that pathway. And so it's a good question, but I think I've been on the right path, really.
I like that. Your idol. Who is your biggest soccer idol or sport idol for you growing up?
Steven Gerrard. I'm a Liverpool fan, always have been. And I think the passion he played with, the way he played the game. I'm an aggressive guy on the field. Off the field, I'm a little bit more low key, but on the field, there's an aggressive side of me. And I just absolutely love Steven Gerrard.
Awesome. Do you want to play like him, or it was just the style of play he had then?
It was just the aura he had about him, the style of play that he had. Obviously, I watch players now that fit my profile a little bit more. But growing up as a Liverpool fan, it was just he was the right guy for me to watch. That I always enjoyed watching and just looked up to.
Gotcha. No, I get that. I get that. As being the oldest, do you try to relate and push your siblings then to be who they are through soccer, or do you look outside of that?
Outside, because they're my siblings. I spend almost every second of the day with them, so our relationship is a little bit different, you know, than the kids that I coach. Obviously, all of them play, and all of them are actually very good. Actually, Nyla, the one that works all in the academy, she was just called to her first youth national team camp, but I think as the oldest one, it's a good opportunity to be an example, whether that's on the field or off the field, anything in life and anything on the field, because I think they've seen my pathway since I was a little kid, and it's easy for them to look up to and follow, but also off the field, I'm their oldest brother, so I'm there for them, you know?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, I have two questions left. One might be a little bit more detailed conversation. This goes back to your U19 time frame, or not U19 national time frame. You guys were very successful this past summer, and I guess fall, when you guys were playing and doing it with your teammates. How much of a great experience was that for you?
Nothing short but the time of my life. Honestly, we had four camps, one domestic camp in April. It was a week and a half. Then we went to Spain in June. We beat England and we beat Norway in Spain. And those first two games were incredible. Playing with the level of guys I'm playing with, the type of people they are, because you could probably look at these guys, and you know, lots of these guys are on MLS contracts, some in Europe, and you could think they might be ego filled and all that, but everybody puts it aside. And honestly, some of the guys from the national team are my best friends. I talk to them almost every day, and it's really an incredible time. We went another domestic training camp in August in California again, and then we went to Slovenia in September. We played against Scotland, Croatia, and Malta, and I think obviously my favorite moment on the soccer field for me personally was I scored my first international goal against Croatia, and that was just something special. You know, it's you get a when you play for the national team, and obviously it's only the youth national team, so it's not the senior thing, but it's an absolute blessing nonetheless. And anytime you play for that, it gives you extra motivation, because you're not playing for just a flag. You know, you're playing for your family, for your friends, all your teammates back home. And it's honestly the biggest privilege I've had yet in my career. And obviously the biggest dream is to go play for the senior team, but that's going to take time. And I know I'm rambling on, but again, I've had the most fun ever with them. And we're going to Miami at the start of January for another domestic camp, and ready to kick off the next year for sure.
That's so cool. And my last question for you, and this doesn't have to be soccer related, it could be anyone, but who has been the greatest influence on your life to this date?
My parents. The ones that taught me life, the ones that taught me motivation, hard work. They taught me everything. And I owe it all to them. My mom, she teaches you a different determination and how to look at life and how to treat people. And I know 100% that I wouldn't be where I am off the field, on the field, and if it wasn't for them. And so, again, I always tell them my utmost appreciation and gratitude always goes to them.
That's awesome. I really like that. Thank you.
Listening to Nolan and how he started his academy because he wanted to get on the pitch at 15 years old and get back to it with all the restrictions with COVID. He started his academy, and it's very successful. Hearing that he has over 100 kids participating throughout the year and has coached over 250 kids, that's pretty remarkable for only being 17 years old. And how it's a family-run business and with his buddy. Now looking at his career so far, being 17 and playing on the U19 national team, that should tell you about his level of playing and his passion for the game. Like he stated many times, that soccer's his love. And he made that decision at 12 and has never really looked back from the sounds of it. So as we spend time reflecting on this, remember that it's the small changes we make in our life that allow us to be moving forward. Listen to what he says about setting goals, make them small, long-term, and short-term, and always being pushing forward. Thank you for joining in Chat by the Pitch this week. Catch you next week.